This is the Chicago Golf Report podcast, hosted by Walter Liss. Today's guest is Leah Jesse, CEO of First Tee Greater Chicago.
So I think a great place to start would be maybe the first tee in general. I think most golfers are familiar with the first tee. We see advertisements in broadcasts about the first tee, but I'm sure a lot of us don't really know exactly what the first tee does. Can you kind of give an overview of it?
Of course. And thank you, Walter, for having me on today. I really appreciate it. So we are a youth development organization, and we use golf as a tool to teach kids life skills and values. So your listeners are all golfers. They would understand that, you know, you pick up things along the way and you learn about judgment. You learn about being honest, how to respect others and how to respect the golf course. And really the goal of the programs that we have for our kids and teens is for them to learn those skills through golf, but then be able to apply them in their lives off the course, whether that's academic life or otherwise, right? So we work with kids aged 7 to 18, and we have about 16 program sites throughout the Chicagoland area and about 2,000 kids per year that we're reaching through our programs.
So can you talk a little bit about, like, where did the genesis of the idea of the first tee come from? I know it's been around for quite a while.
So first tee started in the mid 90s, and really it was kind of a reaction to the rise of Tiger Woods and the success that he was having. And, you know, a lot of the major golf organizations got together and said, you know, we need to change the face of this sport. It needs to be more diverse and more accessible to more people. So that was really the impetus that got First Tee started. First Tee Greater Chicago was founded in 2001, so a few years later. And since then, you know, we've grown our presence significantly in the community and also surrounding suburbs. But, you know, one of the things that we've learned in the past 20 or so years is that the way that we as First Tee Greater Chicago can make a better long-term impact is through development of youth facilities. So that's sort of the direction the past few years that we've been going in. We opened up our first youth facility called Waveland last year. And our intent this year and in the years going forward is that we will continue to do things like that. Certainly helps us to be able to provide year-round programming in a climate like Chicago, because these facilities, they tend to have an indoor component, and therefore we can work with the kids year-round.
So one of those indoor components you talked about was a person I just recently met, which was Rick Edwards, Fairways Indoor Golf in South Holland. How do you find these types of program facilities that you work with?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, we have four people on our small staff. So basically half of our staff are on the programming side, right? So they are coaches and instructors working directly with our kids day in and day out. And we are fortunate that three of the four are pursuing their PGA and LPGA credentials. So they have this big network, right? So when something like that happens in Chicagoland, you know, in the case of Rick opening up that facility, you know, we heard about it because we have a coach down there, Erica Shavers, who works in the community and knew him. But it can be a challenge to find year-round space. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're excited to have partnerships like Fairways, but also we really want to create youth facilities that are first tee operated and run that will provide us that opportunity for year-round programs with kids. Because really it's about, you know, yes, they'll have a simulator and we want them to be able to practice year-round, but also just having a space where we can gather in the off season and do some other cool stuff, you know, workshops, mentoring opportunities, things like that.
So last year, it was a big, you just mentioned Waveland and the big renaissance that took place. Can you talk a little bit about that project?
Yeah. So Waveland was really exciting for us because it is our first youth facility. And it's a Chicago Park District course that's right next door to the facility, Sidney Maravitz Golf Course. And, you know, that was an opportunity for us to basically double down on our partnership with the Chicago Park District and say, you have this beautiful 100-year-old clock tower building that, you know, parts of it have fallen into disrepair and parts of it have not been used for literally decades. Let's turn it into a youth facility and bring the kids back to the park. So that's what we did. So it was a $2.2 million capital project. We worked with Lamar Johnson Collaborative and Skender and Todd Quitno as our golf course architect. We kind of broke it into two different phases and had completion of the clubhouse in 2021. And then last year completed this 60,000 square foot outdoor practice area right in the heart of the city that is primarily for kids.
So it's a remarkable location because it's such a beautiful vista. And like you said, it's very historic, 100 years of history. How long did something like that take to kind of come together and get the financing for and then get the architects and everything?
That's a good question. You know, it can take years, right? So we started having these conversations before I joined First Tee. So I've been with First Tee for about 4 years, and my board was really interested in the space and had started those conversations years before that with the Park District. So eventually we came to an agreement and then started construction shortly thereafter. I mean, we experienced a couple of delays because COVID reared its ugly head right around the timeframe when we were going to start construction, but we were still able to proceed with the project and are so grateful that we were able to get it done each phase on time, on schedule, so that we could make those facilities available to our kids as soon as possible.
So it brings up a good point. Let's take a step back. I'd love to hear more about your background because you have a very interesting background. You've done a lot of different things, fundraising and different types of roles. How did you come across this opportunity and what brought you here to this role?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I do have a business background. I went to Miami of Ohio, majored in business, pursued a career in management consulting after school, did that for a number of years, also worked in private banking in New York City. So I have a bit of a different background and perspective that I bring to this role. One thing that I didn't have a lot of was golf experience. So I actually had not heard of First Tee before a recruiter reached out to me about the role. Mm-hmm. And I played sports growing up. I can certainly understand. I really connected with the mission, you know, why it's important to teach kids about life and through sports and how that can change your life. So I really fell in love with the mission. And it really was a matter of just having those discussions with the board and being upfront and saying, look, I don't have a golf background. I can certainly learn golf, but here's all the other things that I can bring to the table. So, you know, one interesting thing that came out of that experience and sort of the way that I've approached recruiting as we grow our team here is that you have to cast a wide net. And there's a lot of people that are out there that just, you know, just because you don't have a golf background, let's say that you might be really good for a role like this, right? So I got lucky and I'm very grateful. It's been a great experience and I am now a golfer. I've been taking lessons for a few years and I get out there as much as I can for our short Chicago golf season.
So it strikes me as this role that you're tasked with seems to be, it would require a lot of different skill sets and a lot of diverse, I guess, aptitudes. What is it that you enjoy the most of your role in kind of running the First Tee of Chicago?
Yeah, I think it's the people. I have met so many amazing people through this work. And that's everyone from our donors and other people that are leaders in the golf industry that I never would have met otherwise, all the way to our volunteers and the people that raise their hand and say we want to help out and give so much of their time to support us and our mission. So I really love that part of it. I really love the relationship management aspect of it and getting to meet people who are interested in or involved in our work in some way.
One of the people that has been tied to your organization lately is Ian Happ. And it's he's a very interesting. I was watching him at the Cubs convention and he had a panel, and it's just really well spoken, very interesting guy. How did that relationship come about? He's obviously, in fact, he asked a couple of questions about golf. He's a big golfer. Yep. How did you come in contact with him?
Yeah, I think Ian's like a plus two. He's a really good golfer. You know, it's interesting. Ian is great. He is such a great spokesperson for our mission, and we really appreciate him. He participated in one of our events in 2018, and this was before I even joined First Tee Greater Chicago, and really kind of, I think, resonated with our mission. So when I joined the organization in mid-2019, we were able to get in touch with him through one of our board members, knows him well. And he said, I'm so in, I really want to work with you. I'm really passionate about this mission. I think what really spoke to me is just that his personal experience, and he's shared about this before, but his dad was an agronomist in the USGA. Ian grew up golfing. His dad was on the board of First Tee Pittsburgh. And he unfortunately lost his dad a few years ago, but I think this is, in a way, this is how he's able to carry on that legacy. So I think he takes a lot of pride out of being part of our work and helping to amplify our message. And he certainly has. I mean, we started working with him in late 2019, early 2020. And if you think about how much his career has changed since then, mm-hmm. for the better, he's just become this all-star, which is amazing to see.
It's a great lesson in resilience, which is one of your core values. And it's so important, especially for the kids that you work with. What is it that you think that the First Tee brings in terms of hopefully helping these kids develop resilience and the ability to get through adversity?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And I think, you know, one of the things I don't think I mentioned up front is just that we place a big emphasis on reaching kids in particular who wouldn't otherwise have access to golf for whatever reason, right? Be that a financial barrier or transportation barrier or something else. So we do what we can to seek out those kids. And so in exposing them to something new, you know, especially golf being such a skills-based game, there's so many kind of challenges that they can encounter early on in learning that game. And so, you know, we use that, our coaches use that as an opportunity to teach the kids about, you know, I know you're frustrated, but here are some methodologies that you can use in order to manage through that frustration and ultimately persevere. So it's a great, you know, we see that over time, the kids start applying those values and those lessons in their life off the golf course. And, you know, it's really special and important to us that for those kids that have been in our program for several years, that if you were to meet one of them, you would be able to tell that's a First Tee kid, because they're going to look you in the eye. They're going to shake your hand. They're going to introduce themselves. You know, those are the type of things that we're teaching them.
It's got to be a bit of a change in terms of your mindset, because your target market, probably when you were in consulting, was a lot different than 7 to 18-year-old children. And so now you have to think like how they do and what drives them. And one of the things, like you talked about how there's a First Tee kind of came off the rise of Tiger coming back this week to play. It's, you know, kind of sets the world back on fire again. But one of the things that is younger people usually adapt to, and they just typically do that with golf, is technology. And you see that kids, they're able to pick up apps and they're, you know, sharing scores now. And there's just been this real diversity in terms of the way technology is used, whether it's sharing information or learning. How does that drive the focus of the First Tee? And how do you try to incorporate how kids think nowadays in terms of golf and technology in order to get them, you know, to fulfill the values that you're looking to espouse?
Yeah, it's a great question. And certainly we use technology, we provide technology or access to it to our kids. You know, there are kids, some kids that we work with that don't have access to technology otherwise at home. And so, or they have limited access, right? So part of the reason why these youth facilities that we're developing are so important is because we are infusing them with technology. And it's not just the golf simulator, it's iPads, laptops. You know, they can check out a laptop or an iPad and come to our facility after school and do their homework before their lesson. So really creating a space that is accessible and welcoming, where they can come and they can feel free to leverage, you know, all of the technology that we're able to provide them, you know, in order to not just learn the golf, but get their homework done. And you know, just creating the access to that, right, is really important for us. So, you know, certainly we use it in golf, and we've started to, you know, through our program team, do a lot more research on what are the tools that are going to help us to you know, ultimately to help the kids increase their skill set. But at the end of the day, we are really focused on creating good people. So we want the kids to become better golfers. And if they want to pursue that journey competitively, that's great. But we also are just really kind of focused on how they can use that as a tool to propel them through the rest of their life, whatever they end up pursuing, whether that's golf, competitive golf or not.
So final question for you, what are you looking forward to? What are the goals, the immediate goals, say, for this year and coming up for the organization?
Yeah, so we have a big year up ahead. We just made an exciting announcement literally last week about one of our next projects, which is Canal Shores up in Evanston. That is a really exciting opportunity for us because it allows us to partner with some really awesome organizations like the Evanston Wilmette Golf Association, Kemper Sports, the Western Golf Association, and really bring our programming, our life skills programming, to the youth of Evanston and the surrounding communities. Our goal is that is a really unique opportunity for kids coming through our program to ultimately become caddies and pursue Evan scholarships. So that's a really kind of exciting, unique opportunity. We have another opportunity that has not been announced yet that will be soon on the south side, another investment that we're making. So we're really excited to kind of pursue our, what we're calling intentional growth through these youth facilities and throughout Chicago.
That's very exciting. It's such a great connection. I just talked to Vince from Western Golf Association, and just the idea of the Evans Scholarship is, I'm not sure that there's anything that's ever been more impactful in the history of golf, if you think about the thousands of kids that have gone through the school. So it makes perfect sense that you would partner with them.
Right. Yeah, we're excited. And we've been partners for a few years now with the Western Golf Association. And this is the biggest opportunity we've had yet to be able to activate that partnership in such a meaningful way. So we're really excited about it.